Okay. Bill, do you have anything to add about that, or?
No, it's a pretty good summary. So we're working on a regular fund drive and hoping to do this capital campaign, too.
Okay. So I guess the other transmitter excitement is around Los Angeles. So if there's any updates about what it looks like will be needed, when it will be needed, plans to pay for it from either Ken or Kim, that would be great.
I'll just say that my understanding is that our technical people have looked into this extensively, and there's going to be a memo. You know, they've written a report about our situation. Bottom line, we need the second Nortel. The rest of it, I have no idea. I'm hoping we can discuss that tomorrow.
Yeah, no, that would be helpful, and hopefully copies of the report, you know, will be available to at least some of us that want to take.
Yeah, but you know, and I'm sure it will. But bottom line is, you know, we need it.
Yeah.
It's more.
We got to find a report, right?
Sort of historical, you know, mm-hmm. how we got here, which is nice, but you know.
Do you have an update on the backup generator issue? I think it was a $10,000 or $12,000 repair. Is
oh,
that?
Oh God,
like,
no! I haven't even gone there yet. It's too depressing. I mean, it's too pathetic and depressing.
So it hasn't happened yet.
I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. All right, Ken. Do you have anything to add?
Sorry, looking for the mute button. There we go. Regarding our finances and budget for next year and so forth, we have to follow on these outside events to see whether it's money in or money out. That's not
sure.
Really determined. So we just have to press to get transparency on what's happening with these events.
Right. I know you guys had that big concert Sunday night, and there's all kinds of questions about that.
Yeah. On the transmitters, likewise, there was a phone conferencing, and the technical director is doing more examination. So we don't have a definitive report yet on the actual status of our broadcasting system.
All right, sounds good. We'll do periodic check-ins on this stuff because obviously the situation's morphed, and I think it's important. But anyway, a lot of this stuff happens through and around the budget process, so I think it's important that we stay up to date on it and, you know, taking it into account. So we'll do this about once a month, I think, for those stations that are facing large capital transactions. And the third station that has some capital excitement is Washington, although it's a little pushed forward in time. I understand that we can't talk about contractual stuff. This is open session, just a reminder. But if there are any general statements regarding the planning for the move from D.C. from either of you, we'd be happy to hear about them.
I can share a couple because I also chair the relocation committee. And we have there are several very attractive sites that we've engaged. Just saying engaged, and we're looking to have a, I guess you could call it agreement of intention with one site that would be among our ideal entities. We're moving assertively but carefully in regard to this development because there may be some political elements involved as well. I don't know if Marcus has anything additional to share along those lines, but one thing that I will say, and it's consistent with the email that I'm forwarding to you that I had shared regarding our budget priorities is that we need to have a network-wide focus on sharing best practices in fundraising on air, off the air, special events, the whole nine yards. And that's something we really need to push forward on. Last comment, Arlene had mentioned on our last PMB call, you recall she mentioned that, you know, she's meeting weekly with the general managers. However, a week prior to that call, I had asked our GM about whether the pitch book that had been developed at WPFW had been shared with the other stations. Now, I don't think there was any particular reason that it had not been, but he indicated that it had not been. And, you know, that's something that we need to really be on target for, is making sure we have our best practices able to be functional in every station. Thank you.
Okay. Marcus, do you have anything to say about WPFW's
No. Campbell is chairman of the committee, and so I will defer to him on that information.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate everyone taking some time.
Last point. I'm sorry, Madam Chair, if I can raise this last point. Because some people may not be aware, but that the timeline that we have in regard to our present location has been extended to the end of the year. So, you know, that's something that we feel somewhat more comfortable about. That does not at all give me any solace in terms of what, you know, what our challenge is and our task ahead of us. However, one of the things that I don't know how much consideration we may wish to give to this, but the proposed use of our current location is something that is running into, from what I understand, a little bit of a problem with the Zoning Commission.
Really?
Yeah. So we'll see.
Well, one will have to explore that. And
it gets confusinger and confusinger.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for their time checking in. I think it's important that we keep a handle on these things and get ongoing updates and make sure that they're thoroughly integrated with whatever we're trying to do with the budget. I don't want to have things operating on different cylinders, which has sometimes happened in the past. The last item on... Okay, just one second. The last item on the agenda is the policy on interstation transfers. I don't have it in front of me, and a number of you did, so I would ask one of you to bring it up on the email, and then we'll briefly introduce it and talk about it and try to figure out where we go from here. Bill, is your question about the previous agenda item or this new one?
Well, the previous one. I guess it's for Campbell and Marcus. I hope when the work group does meet again for WPFW that you bring more details on your fundraising so far for the move, because I think that's real critical, and I'm really worried about that, because from what we've seen last month or something, it seemed to be lagging behind quite a bit what the projections were.
Yeah. Okay. Marcus, Campbell, you've got that suggestion from Bill? Okay. All right. Does someone have the 2005 motion up in front of them and is able to read it, or do I need to go digging for it?
I could read it. I've got it here.
Okay. Then just hang on a sec. So basically what we're doing here is his motion was uncovered by 7 years ago.
You faded completely almost, Tracy.
Okay. What we're doing here is this motion was uncovered.
You're really faint.
Okay. So what we're doing is we're uncovering, well, we had uncovered for us this motion from 7 years ago, which is a fairly substantial period of time, which addressed some parameters for interstation transfers between stations. was passed by the PNB, was never, to my knowledge, unpassed by the PNB. So it would be a binding policy, since it has not, at least in the amount of time I've been in the Finance Committee, which would be since 2010, been sort of used as standard operating procedure. I thought it would be helpful if we would sort of read it out loud, talk about it a bit, see if we felt confident implementing it as it was, or if we wanted to make any amendments or modifications to it, because it's 7 years later. So that was sort of what I wanted to put out. I think we can probably do it in a reasonable period of time, and then if there's something that we need to kick to the big board, we can do that. And I don't know whether that's the case or not. So, Barbara, could you read what the PNB passed?
Sure. I have a question, though, what you were just saying. Is it, it's your feeling that the Finance Committee could alter this, or since it was approved by the PNB, doesn't it have to go there?
We could only recommend an amendment. We would need to wait for the PNB to tell us if they approved or didn't approve.
Okay,
of any
that's what I thought.
The actual stuff is, because it just came up, we had not been, I don't think, buying it. So we need to talk about how we're going to do that.
Okay. I'm reading the version that Bill put in his email, but I also copied the other document, but I'm just taking this short one here. As approved by the PNB 2nd of April 2005, and then there's a number one, inter-unit transfers. Resolved that A, the National Finance Committee shall be notified of all unbudgeted interdivision transfers of funds, of the reason for the transfer, and of the repayment or reimbursement schedule, if any, is applicable. B, that any unbudgeted interdivision transfer of funds in excess of $5,000 shall require approval by the National Finance Committee, and that any unbudgeted interdivision transfer of funds in excess of $20,000 shall require approval by the PNB. In the event, it probably means event, in the event of an emergency where it is not possible to gain NFC or PNB approval in advance of the transfer, the NFC or PNB shall be notified by email prior to the transfer, and the transfer shall be presented to the NFC and PNB for subsequent ratification after the fact.
Okay, so that's what they passed in 2005. I am not an official PNB archivist, so I am not going to 100% certify for whether it was rescinded at a later date over the past 7 years. Someone might have to research that, but not that I'm aware of, so let's assume that that's not the case.
Is Ken with a point of information?
Okay, just let me finish. We might need to research that, sure, and we might need to have some consultation with our CFO before we make a binding recommendation one way or the other, but I think we should at least talk about it to some degree, since as far as we know, this is the law of the land. Ken, what's your point of information?
The copy that Bill sent, that paragraph ended with three dots, implying that there was more to it.
Well, I just checked. I'm just looking at it, and it ended the way I ended it, the one that's in the whole minutes of that meeting.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Well, why don't we discuss what we have, keeping in mind those disclaimers? My guess is that the wording on the motion can be finalized by listening to the whole dopey thing from April 2nd, 2005, which, if necessary, I can do. I'm going to assume no rescission. It may be worth talking to a couple of previous NFC chairs to make sure of that, but I don't think so. So there's a couple of different clauses in here. We might want to divide it and talk about them one by one. Does anybody object to doing that? Because it seems to me that certain of these are probably pretty uncontroversial, and others may be somewhat more controversial. So if we start with clause...
This is Ken, just before we begin that.
Yeah.
It would seem to me this has not been implemented.
It certainly has not been implemented within the scope of my memory on the PNB, which is now a little, which is not quite 3 years long. Bill, you go back a little further than I do. Is there, our Paul has been on the Finance Committee for a while. Is there anyone whose memory goes back far enough to encapsulate this?
Our Paul?
Yeah.
I remember this. I remember it passing.
Okay.
And it was there, and I think I remember that it came up somewhere, somehow. It was at least mentioned in passing during a meeting, but this was probably on the order of about 4 years ago. And I don't recall us voting on anything, because this has, like, action stuff here of... you know, the NFC has to approve. I don't recall if we approved anything. I don't recall a vote at all. But I recall it coming up. And the first thing I recall is that it passed. That was as an LSB member and, you know, hearing about this, people talking about it. And the second thing is it has at least been mentioned in the NFC, but on the order of 4 years ago. And that's all I can remember.
Yes.
We can look
at minutes,
I suppose.
Yeah, we can do a lot of forensic stuff. It's just, you know, it's a question of time, and we'll have to see what we have to do and what we don't have to do. Ken, does that kind of answer your question? Bill, do you have any memory of this at all? I think you're the most senior PNB.
No, I wasn't on the NFC then, and I wasn't on the PNB then.
No, not in 2005, I know. You go back further on the PNB, I think, than anyone else on this committee.
Well, actually, this is just my third year on the PNB.
Oh, it's my third?
I almost be. All right. Well, then, of course.
Okay. Okay. Well,
okay.
Then we're all pretty the same vintage.
Yeah, so if you come back to me, if you could come back to me.
Okay, go ahead. I'm coming back to you.
At the end of the discussion, I would request that the current administration management team and the ED and the CFO report to us all interstation transfers which have occurred in excess of $5,000 during the last, since they've been in office. Because,
all right.
I mean, that would come after we discuss this. I'm just bringing it up.
Let's, we need to deal with what's on the floor.
Okay.
All right. This is what's on the floor. My suggestion is going to be that we break it down into its component parts and address each of its component parts in terms of we can live with this, we can start implementing it. We think this is problematic in one way or the other, and we might want the PNB to adjudicate it or modify it and see where we are. We may be fine with all of the parts. We may not be fine with all of the parts. I don't know. The first part of the motion seemed to be about, the first part of the motion was about transfers of more than $5,000 being,
Part A really wasn't the money limits. It was some requirements. That the Finance Committee shall be notified of all unbudgeted interdivision transfers of funds, of the reason for the transfer, and of the repayment or reimbursement schedule, if any, is applicable.
Okay. I would make a wild guess that nobody on the Finance Committee disagrees with this, but I will put it out there.
Sounds good to me.
Is there anyone on the Finance Committee who thinks that that's impractical or shouldn't be there or should be modified in some way?
I'm sorry. Could that be read once more, please?
Can it be read again? Sure. Barbara, can you read it again?
The National Finance Committee shall be notified of all unbudgeted interdivision transfers of funds, of the reason for the transfer, and of the repayment or reimbursement schedule, if any, is applicable.
Ken,
thank you.
Okay. Ken, you're up.
I don't want to go through a procedure of trying to get something approved back through the PNB. It's like getting a constitutional amendment approved. But experience would dictate that you should have a time limit, like within 30 days, and not something like within a reasonable period of time, but like within 30 days or within 60 days of the event, something that mandates a period of time when the report, when the information shall be disclosed.
Is anything in, but there's nothing in the motion that the PNB passed that puts
there's nothing in there that says when.
It, so not in that initially, but in the rest, it says that these this information must go out before the funds are transferred, or if they have to be transferred on an emergency, then they've got to be, the notice has to go out prior to the transfer, and the transfer shall be then presented for subsequent ratification after the fact.
Pardon
after
me.
The fact.
One second. The way I read it, it's that's only if it hits the threshold of 5,000 or 25 or 20,000. The first part.
That's true.
So, okay, so the point is, if I'm the ED and I don't want to let the NFC know,
mm-hmm.
I just transfer $1,000 at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and I never ask you
okay.
about it.
I
so I'm just
imagine.
Saying that there should be a mandatory time period for the requirement of reporting.
Well, if we change the language on the motion, and my guess is we're going to change some language in the motion, it is going to have to go to the PNB, although we can agree, as the NFC, to enforce our recommended version unless and until the, you know, until the PNB acts. I don't think there's any problem with that. But
okay.
if you change the language, it's going to the PNB. And well, you'll just have to have faith that we can get it through.
Well, okay. I'm not offering an alteration. I'm just bringing up the reality that it's been there. Whether or not it's been known, I don't know, but it hasn't been implemented. So,
mm-hmm.
and just looking for potential, not talking about any current or previous management. I'm just saying, potentially, it should have a time limit. Things should always have a time, you know. Time should be factored in.
Okay.
So within 30 days. And
yeah.
And likewise, that way, I guess, the NFC could see if the management was trying to get around it by sending out $1,000 a week instead of a $5,000 once in a month. Because that's
sure
a hole in this. That's a hole there.
Well, you can either propose language to patch the hole, or you can wait and see how we deal with the other parts of the motion and, you know, go back to it later.
Okay, I'll just say this last thing. My last statement on it. I would recommend we leave it as it is and let's get it implemented. We can change it later. But first, let's get some compliance. Then we can always make it stiffer, tighter, or more.
Yeah, certainly. We can revisit it in a period of time and see how things are going. But, okay, so it doesn't sound like there's any major objection to that clause. There's some suggestion that there should be a time limit, but that may be something that we can get back to later. So what's clause two?
That any unbudgeted interdivision transfer of funds in excess of $5,000 shall require approval by the National Finance Committee, and that any unbudgeted interdivision transfer of funds in excess of $20,000 shall require approval by the PNB. In the event of an emergency where it's not possible to gain NFC or PNB approval in advance of the transfer, the NFC or PNB shall be notified by email prior to the transfer, and the transfer shall be presented to the NFC or PNB for subsequent ratification after the fact.
Okay. I can see some practical issues with some of that, but I'm going to leave it to the rest of the committee to see what you guys think, and I'll speak last. So who wants to comment on this? Nobody?
Well, I'm trying to figure out what you think might be a problem. And just getting people to do it would be a problem, but I think it's a damn good idea myself.
Anybody else?
I'm just curious, is there any expectation on repayment?
My guess is that I think there was language in the motion about that. I didn't hear it in what Barbara just read, but I thought
it was in the first part. It said you wanting to have the reason of the transfer and of the repayment or reimbursement schedule, if any, is applicable.
Right. Most of the time, these things are reimbursed by credits against outstanding CS. Well, the issue basically becomes the PNB's agenda and the inability of the Finance Committee to get heard more than tops once a month, and that would be pushing it. $20,000 might be a little low of a ceiling of a basement to have to get a motion through the PNB or to get a transfer approved through the PNB. Logistically, I think that's going to be tough, and what you're going to end up doing is an awful lot of post-transfer ratification because of time screw-ups. So I'm not sure that it's quite practical. I think you might want to either raise that number or give the NFC a bit more discretion to approve a larger amount, because my sense is that it's a little impractical to send $20,000 transfers up the pole to the full board. And if people disagree with me, that's fine, but that would be my sense.
But Ken, to the Bill.
Okay, Ken, and then Bill.
I think Bill could go first because I've spoken before.
Okay. Bill?
Well, I kind of like it. I guess remember that it's really not, we're not really amending the budget if it's a temporary transfer and you transfer it back, because it wouldn't show up on the income statement. It would show up on cash flow, but not on the income statement. But it's still, I think it's a good idea to notify the NFC and the PNB about it. So, you know, if it gets reimbursed in the same fiscal year, it's not a big deal. But, you know, if it doesn't get reimbursed in the fiscal year, or especially if this accumulates more than once, then I think that is something that would be appropriate to go to the PNB about, because you're effectively changing the budget, and so that should require PNB approval.
Barbara for the stack.
Okay, Ken?
In a properly operating scenario, National Office could have a float account and build up a reserve of, let's say, $100,000 that it could use to cushion, it's usually going to be payroll shortages or some other shortage at a different station, and without requiring an interstation transfer. That would be in a normal operating procedure. But when it gets down to such an emergency status that it requires interstation transfers, we do need the oversight, because it means the National Office is operating in a hectic fashion and coping to pay the bill that's pounding on the door.
Right.
And, it's annoying to know about it and address it, but it's our responsibility. So we have to have, immediate notification. And the fact that that they have to require this will encourage them to do whatever they can to prohibit it, such as adjusting the resources and the cost of the resources at the station so that they don't run into the problem. This is good.
Okay. You want to keep the amounts at $19,999 and less is NFC, and $20,001 plus is PNB.
I would comment on that. There hasn't been any significant inflation since 2007 or whenever this 2005. 2005. I think a price of bread is about the same. There hasn't been any real change in numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. You know, I don't.
It doesn't sound off.
Dump it. Okay.
Okay, Barbara, you're next.
Well, I didn't have much to say except Bill used the word temporary, and I don't get the feeling that this is talking just about temporary changes, and in fact. the ones that we've experienced lately are not temporary. They're just transfers.
Well, yeah, I think that what Bill means is stuff like, you know, paid back 2 weeks later, which happens, I think, somewhat frequently. And, you know, by the time we end up doing all the paperwork, it will have gone back where it came from. So it really will be more of a notification than anything
else. And I guess I do have a question. Are we thinking that, for instance, if there was a request or requirement to transfer money, that our committee could prevent that from happening? Would we? That's another thing we would argue out.
I think that's a hypothetical. If a request was made and it was felt that it was unreasonable, then obviously the committee could say, we don't think that we should do that. Obviously the committee is not going to put the foundation in the position of bouncing payroll checks, for example. So if that's the reason, then more than likely the transfer will be approved because we have a legal responsibility to pay our bills. But certainly if it was felt that the reason presented was not strong, then it would be at the discretion of the committee to say, no, we're not doing that. As a board of directors committee or the PNB, we have the power to do that. Again, if we're talking about an emergency or the paying of payroll or some such thing, it is likely that, A, there would not be a discretionary element, or B, that we would be notified it would be done and we would be in the position of ratifying it. Because obviously we're not going to, you know, duck out on legal obligations in order to go through votes. And this committee meets twice a month, not every day.
This is Kim to the stack.
Yeah.
I just want to point out that generally when something like a transfer like this happens, it's generally probably not something that can wait 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
right.
I just sense that, you know, these are usually like, wow, we really need this, like, by tomorrow. So I don't know how we can, you know, make sure that we're not jamming up this process.
I mean, my understanding with interstation transfers, at least the ones that I've been privy to, which presumably is a chunk of them, I don't know that it's all of them, is that it's not happening that often. It's happening a couple times a year, generally at our bad cash flow between fund drive times. So I don't think this will be, you know, a constant stream of work for the NFC. I think there will be periods of time when we will need to investigate and ratify interstation transfers. But yes, in a number of cases, it will be because a station's run out of money and there are obligations that they have to meet. So it will be more of an informational service than a, you know, than a vote up or down.
Our Paul for stack?
Yeah, go ahead, our Paul.
Yeah, I think it's probably a good idea that this motion, and in terms of stuff that can't happen, that can't wait for 2 weeks, you know, the national office would ship it out, and you know, it would have to be ratified afterwards. That's what this motion up here says. In the event of emergency, you know, you get notified, and then you ratify it after the fact, or maybe.
Okay.
So the deal is, I mean, you know, looking at it practically, I think the thing is the money would have to be moved, and if it's one of those, oh, no, we have to move it now, it would get moved now. And then we'd all say, well, look at that. I mean, it presumes the NFC and the PNB are going to behave reasonably towards the station management and Pacifica management on this, and I think we will.
Mm-hmm.
The major thing here is letting people know, letting the NFC know, here's some stuff that's happening that's unbudgeted. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you get many thousands of dollars moving back and forth unbudgeted, you can suddenly Well, one, if there's that much going back and forth unbudgeted, you need to know about it because it means one of your budgets is not working right. Two, mm-hmm. if you're moving too much back and forth unbudgeted, you can suddenly end up with, you know, the tide going out somewhere and money needed
right.
someplace just got sent someplace else and uh-oh, and now you're running around like a chicken with your head cut off. So mm-hmm. I think the major thing here is it lets people know stuff is happening. And so
mm-hmm.
that's a good thing, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, it sounds to me like procedurally we're agreeing that the NFC is going to start implementing this. I do think there's a little bit of forensic stuff to make sure that we've got the language correct from 2005. I'll go ahead and listen to the meeting, God help me. No one seems to be identifying a rescission, so we'll assume that the motion is in effect until we hear otherwise. We can do a notification to the PNB and the national office of, you know, that we intend to start implementing this motion, and we hope and expect that the PNB will do so. It will be up to the PNB in terms of, you know, whether they ratify things after the fact or not, but hopefully they will.
Campbell Force that.
We can certainly do that as an NFC. Is there anything else I want to say about this? I think that's pretty much it. We don't need a motion because it's an existing motion that has already presumably passed through this committee and the PNB, and we're not modifying it. So I think this is simply a declaration that we will proceed as per the motion, as per the 2005 resolution. Campbell?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. wouldn't it be wonderful, and the term just came to my brain, if we could get some interns in to help us be able to index these things, annotate them, et cetera, because the thing that came to my mind is that it would be important for us to shepherdize this. I don't know if anybody's familiar with that term, but to see if that's still current law, because it could have been changed at any subsequent meeting, and, you know, there may not have been a major notation of it. And there is a particular interest that I think I would have, because around the time frame of this occurrence is the time frame that I understand that WPFW was providing funds to other stations in the network. And, you know, I never did hear any, you know, follow-up on that. And it would be nice to know if at least there was something, a paper trail in existence saying that certain procedures should be followed.
I get your point, Campbell. You know, obviously there was a whole bunch of stuff in 2005, 6, 7, 8 that didn't abide by this passed motion of the PNB. We know that. You know, there's also a limit to how much forensic anthropology can really be performed. At this point, there were obviously problems that went on. Everyone knows that. And those problems have a lot to do with where we are today financially. But we do need to go forward. So,
Ken to the stack.
Basically, we're simply going to start enforcing this.
Oh, Ken to the stack, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I hear you, Ken.
Okay.
So I think that we're basically just going to start enforcing this motion, and what we will do is send a notification to both the PNB and the National Office that is our intent going forward, and I think we will ask to do, what's the word, post-ratification of any interstation transfers from the last quarter. And I would prefer that we not go back into ancient history, but, you know, we can go back over the last couple months and then go forward from there. Ken, you're up. Ken?
I think I can't hear either of you.
Okay,
Ken,
you're right. I was
there?
On mute. I'm sorry.
And
okay.
Tracy
was,
faded out also.
Yeah. So it's okay, Tracy?
Yes.
Okay.
So I would think one quarter is inadequate. I want to get all of fiscal 2012 at least, so that this shouldn't take more than 10 minutes to get a report of interstation transactions. There can't be more than 20, and it's just report them to the NFC. And I don't really care about ratifying them, because what's the difference? They're done. But I'd like to know so that we can get a feel for the scope of the activity.
Barbara, for the stack. Mm-hmm.
And so I would just make a motion in this, if we're cobbling together a motion about implementing this, I think it's good if you want to call it post-approval. But if you go back to fiscal 2012.
I think there's about four of them total.
Four,
unless
great.
There's stuff to uncover, but I think there's about three or four of them.
I think it's reasonable to say for fiscal 2012.
All right, so that's your motion, Barbara.
I didn't realize he was making a motion, but the more I think about this, although I said early on that it sounded like a good idea. I think about all the time involved and also the timing of these transfers as they're needed, as people have mentioned. And I'm just wondering if the word approval isn't inappropriate here. In other words, I think we should be notified. These things, I think, need to be reviewed. And the same, we might say, at a certain level, the Finance Committee should be reviewing and not approving, and that a higher level, the PNB, should be reviewing and maybe reporting, asking the ED and the CFO to report them to us. I mean, that's the way this motion started out that was passed in 2005. And also, I'm with Campbell in thinking that some of this wording could have been changed subsequently, and it may be the reason that this isn't being done now.
Well, let me say this. If you're making a motion to change any of the wording from 2005, then we need to send the thing back to the PNB.
Mm-hmm.
That's procedurally what we'll need to do.
About asking first about whether or not it has already been changed. Can we ask? Is there anybody we can ask?
There is no one who's been on the PNB continuously since 2005, from 2005 to 2012. I will make some inquiries. I don't know that they will be 100% accurate, but I will make some inquiries. Usually people can remember if you ask enough of them. And there are people that were on and off the Finance Committee for a substantial period of time.
What about Brian Chiritsuki and his files?
That probably not so much, but I will ask some folks. Barbara, if you're making a suggestion about wording, it needs to be concrete because it will have to go back to the PNB.
Well, I'm not making a suggestion about wording. I'm more concerned now as to whether or not this hasn't been already changed. And I am in favor of us maybe continuing a discussion later, unless Ken really wants to have us vote on his motion now.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, Ken wants to move forward on his motion. That is the motion on the floor, so discussion is on that motion. If Barbara is making a motion for someone to check the minutes of every single PNB meeting between 2005 and 2012 to see if that motion was rescinded or reworded or amended or modified, then Barbara will have to find a volunteer with enough time to do that, because unfortunately the chair of the committee has to defer.
I wasn't suggesting anybody do it.
Okay. Informally, I'm happy to ask people and see if there are any recollections.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
More info.
For a point of information?
And, of course, everybody else can do that as well. And if we hear something interesting, we can certainly come back to it.
Mm-hmm.
But as I said, that's the forensic process that makes a little more sense to me. I heard Campbell with a point of information. I heard R. Paul on the stack.
Well, R. Paul for the point of information.
Okay. Sorry. R. Paul, go first.
Okay. Yeah, let me see if I have the wording right. Ken's motion is that the NFC ask for all, ask the national office for all interstation transfers for FY12, right?
Ken, can I make a modification? The terms of the motion are 5,000 or more. I assume that.
No, pardon me. No, it should. They should be keeping records. So if they don't perform on it, then they could say, "Oh, I don't know, but here's 5,000 or more." So I don't see why that would be. And then, but the only other thing was that to the motion should include what you had said previously, that we and from this day forward, please implement this policy.
The policy will be handled separately. Your motion is simply about retroactively.
Okay, right. Okay, great. Yes. I'm not, you know, I'm mostly concerned about being aware of, I'm not concerned about approving past things prior to having notified them. I don't care about that. I just want to see what the record is for fiscal 2012. So,
point of information.
The way our Paul read it, it's fine that the national office should submit to the NFC a record of all interstation transfers that have occurred and the reason how much, what stations, and the reason why, as per this policy, within 30 days.
Okay.
Fiscal 2012, within 30 days. It's got to be a time limit.
Point of information.
Okay. Well, hold on a sec. We're having like a point of information fest, and we did have Campbell on the stack, but I heard Barbara with a point of information first.
Well, I wanted to offer a point of information. That is, I believe we're talking about an account that's numbered 1290. That's the one where the payments and transfers among the stations is lodged.
Mm-hmm. Kim was next with a point of information, then we'll go back to Campbell.
First of all, what account did you say that was, Barbara?
1290.
1290, right?
Yes.
Yeah. But what I'm asking is, Ken, are you talking about only transfers that haven't been paid back, or just transfers whether they've been paid back or not?
All transfers as covered in this policy, which covers all transfers.
Okay, so even
the only ones that require approval are 5,000 or 20,000 and so forth. But they're all supposed to, all transfers are supposed to be notified to the NFC. That's
okay.
What the policy says.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, the policy does say 5,000 or more, but presumably you wouldn't really bother with an interstation transfer for much less than that. I mean,
right.
Seems unlikely to me.
Right.
Okay. So, Kim, we had Kim's point of information, so we're back to Campbell.
Well, I'm sorry. There was one
thing.
Thank
you, Madam Chair.
Okay, I'll get back on later.
Okay. Go ahead, Campbell.
Yes. The point that I was going to make is that some while back, I recall finding online some documentation, and this goes back several years, of motions that had been passed by the PNB. And I don't remember right offhand which website it was, but it was one of the Pacifica websites. Second thing I was just going to mention, and there, certainly it's become a Sarbanes-Oxley requirement, but I think that it's been a corporate requirement previously to retain records of the foundation. It's certainly something that is referenced in our bylaws, and so I would think that this would be, you know, somewhere sitting around in the archives of Pacifica, and I don't know who we might find who would be an angel enough to look for that, although I think the first place to check would be online to see what could be identified. Thank you.
I'm totally down with making what informal efforts we can make. I just want to stop short from committing to, as I said, you know, line-by-line inspection of 7 years of minutes. I think that's just
practical. Oh, come on, Tracy, you can
right
do
now
it.
No, I can't. That's what I'm saying.
I just can't do it.
I thought you still had those tights and cape.
Oh, man.
Ken, back to the sack.
Okay. Ken, and then...
Yeah, I just wanted to make a change to say, with the exclusion of transfers related to fund drives or exchange of premiums or other goods and services. Somebody could state that better. In other words,
I don't believe that those would go into that account.
Let me finish and let's follow the stack. You're limiting it to an account number, which I don't agree to, because I've had the CFO change account numbers and do all kinds of creative things. I wanted to say interstation transfers, but I do want to exclude like KPFA and KPFK share fund drive times, and money goes back and forth based on where the donor called in from. And there may be a time when premiums are exchanged between stations. So that kind of interchange of funds isn't necessary to be reported to the NFC.
I think that's correct. Yeah, I think the word interstation transfers isn't really used to apply to that. But
okay, great. Then it's not necessary to put it in. I wasn't aware of the semantics. That's fine.
I think it's okay. But it doesn't do any harm to leave it in there if you want. But
all right. I just don't want to get complicated.
Yeah. Okay. I think we should probably put the motion through as you originally worded it, Ken, and I can make that clarification as well.
Very good.
Verbally.
Good.
Let's do it that way. Keep the motion as simple as possible. Is there anyone else who wants to talk on this final motion? R. Paul, is it possible to read the motion one time?
Yes.
Before we put it up for a vote.
Okay, what I have is that the NFC asks the National Office for a record of all interstation transfers for FY12.
Okay. Are there any
This is Ken. Yeah, no, there was one last thing. Within 30 days.
Okay.
NFC
R. Paul,
asks...
You will add within 30 days.
Okay, so it reads, the NFC asks the National Office for a record of all interstation transfers for FY12, to be delivered within 30, because otherwise we're asking them within 30 days, if you just tack it on at the end.
Yeah.
FY12 to be...
delivered within 30 days.
I think it would be more appropriate to be reported within 30 days.
As if our record long, to be reported within, okay.
Okay. Are there any objections to that motion?
I'm sorry. I have to mention one other thing. These types of transfers include the archives. So if you leave it stations instead of the National Office calls all the different parts of us units. I'm sure you want to include those kinds of transfers with the archives as well.
Don't think that interstation transfers excludes archives. In fact, I'm pretty sure that it doesn't.
Okay.
But go ahead, Ken.
Oh, okay. I'll bow down to that. I mean, but she's right. Barbara's right. It could more properly say between if the phrase is interstation transfers, then that's a term of art, and that's when it does include any business unit, because it's not inter-business unit transfers. It's just not called that. It's called interstation transfers, even if it's going to PRA. So
okay.
I guess we should leave
it. Yeah, point of information.
I think that's the case, and I think we're being overly semantic right now. I don't think that...
Fine. Sorry, I brought it up. It's okay. Skip it.
I don't think that anything that we're doing is substantively going to change the meaning of what we're saying myself. But anyway,
in any case, a station would be involved if PRA was involved, so it's fine.
Right. Kim, what's your point of information?
Oh, I was just going to say that PRA is a whole different GL code. and that is not a transfer of cash, it's cash for goods. So,
yeah, we're not talking about sales to and from the archives. Obviously, those aren't those aren't transfers of that kind, and we're not talking about we're not talking about central services payments, and we're not talking about payments to the archives. We're talking about other stuff moving back and forth outside of those accepted channels, which are in the budget and accounted for. Okay, so are there any other objections to the motion as worded by Ken? Then it sounds like the motion is passing without objection. Congratulations, Ken. R. Paul, you can put that in the minutes. Passed without objections. So we will have two things coming out of this meeting, actually three things coming out of this meeting. Ken's motion, the reaffirmation of 2005 policy, and R. Paul, if you could put that in the minutes in some kind of helpful way so I can shoot it out. And then we will be continuing with the D.C. and L.A. work groups on the schedule that we established, one by email, one meeting tomorrow at noon Pacific. So unless anyone has any new business to propose, I think we can have a motion to adjourn for the evening.
Excuse me. You are sending us a telephone number for tomorrow?
I am sending a telephone number for the California call tomorrow. Yes, I will get it from John Almella this evening and send it out.
Thank you.
It's usually the same as the standard finance committee call. I just need to verify that with him.
Right.
That it'll be available at that time.
I move to adjourn.
Any objections? Okay. Thank you, everyone, and good night.
Good night.
Night.